So last week we talked about some physical aspects of good old Spike the Dragon, but what I find interesting is his character. Seriously, being raised by ponies isn't something every dragon experiences. Let me start by saying Spike is a pony. Not like a literal pony, of course, but the way he thinks and acts is very similar to the ways ponies think and act. The only thing that really sets him apart is the fact that he's physically a dragon. Unlike other dragons, Spike is very gentle and kind. In Dragon Quest, he finally realized just how different he was. Spike's entire life was a mystery, even to Twilight, and thus Spike left on a journey of self-discovery. What did he learn? Well, he learned that dragons are jerks, and that his pony friends taught him to be kind and loyal, but that didn't really solve any of his identity problems. Spike still doesn't know who his parents are. Even though Spike came to the conclusion that his physical identity doesn't define his character, that's not the information he was looking for. I think Spike continued to struggle with his identity even after that episode. Looking back, this is probably what inspired him to create his Spike the Dragon code, which was mentioned for the first time about a season later. The code states that if anyone saves his life, he owes them a life debt and must serve them forever. How Spike views his code is very telling.
Please, Applejack, my dragon code is a part of me. I have to be true to myself. If you don't let me do this, I won't be a noble dragon anymore.
The actual code looks like a crudely drawn image of Spike with a couple chicken scratches. Why would he do something so drastic as giving up living with Twilight over a silly rule that he probably made up? For my own interpretation, the reason why this code was such a big deal to Spike is that it's the closest answer he can get to the "Who am I?" question. Since he doesn't want to be like a normal dragon, but he knows he can't actually be a pony, his dragon code tries to redefine what a dragon is. The truth of the matter is that he's stuck between two identities, having the character of a pony, but the body of a dragon. As a pony in a dragon's body, Spike is required to lay aside his dragonness. The growing he did in The Secret of My Excess was what dragons are supposed to do. By conforming to the norms of pony culture, Spike has to deny his very biology. Think about it, Spike will always be a baby dragon, unless of course he reverts back into greed, but if he doesn't, he'll never physically mature. These are the hardships Spike may never find a cure for. I mean, Twilight could turn him into a pony. We've seen her change 6 ponies into Breezies at the same time, so turning Spike into a pony would be a piece of cake. But then Spike would have to give up his dragonness altogether. I find it fascinating how much Spike's image means to him, not just in Spike at Your Service or Dragon Quest. Look at how important Spike's position of number one assistant was to him. I feel like official helper of Twilight was one of those things Spike defined himself by. When Owlicious entered the scene, Spike was so paranoid about getting replaced, he went to the extreme of making a mess and framing Owlicious. Spike makes it more than obvious that his position is important to him. His fear of being useless can also be seen in Power Ponies. The idea of only being good for comic relief puts Spike in a funk. I think his identity to himself and to others is a crutch to help him cope with his predicament. You could parallel Spike's problem with Discord's problem. Discord isn't allowed to be himself. He has to hold back the freedom and the chaos that defines him. A failure to do so results in disaster. If Spike doesn't hold back his greed, which is a huge part of a normal dragon's life, things will also end in disaster. Although the other implications are definitely extreme, perhaps being turned into a pony would be better for Spike. Besides, if he did become a pony, he would actually be on Rarity's level for once. What do you guys think? What's the easiest solution to Spike's problem? Leave your thoughts in the comments. This is the Brony Notion, signing out until next Wednesday. Brohoof.